Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com. It's the Plan B Morning Show 622. Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Let's see today. Sunny, high of 60. Nice day ahead of us here. Tonight, chance for some rain and a low of 36. Tomorrow, more rain. High of only 45, so a little bit cooler, but then warming up a little bit into the weekend. Not by much. Staying in the low 50s for us. all right, let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today.
All right, let's get to it, man. The NFL will release the schedules for all 32 teams tonight in a three-hour special on NFL Network. So check that out. We already know there won't be any intentional games, international game schedule, but we'll soon learn which teams get prime time, which teams you'll just never see, like the Lions. sucks. I'm just saying it sucks being a Michigander and trying to watch the Lions, but you're closer to Chicago. So you get all the Chicago games. It really pisses people off, you know. But anyway, NFL looking like it's just going to be completely normal. Like nothing has changed so far. So we'll just kind of wait and see what happens with that. MMA news. Dana White, president of UFC, obviously, is planning to put on some fights on an island. If all goes according to plan, Fight Island will be ready in June. White even said so far as to hint that one of the fights might be a big one. Conor McGregor and Jorge Masvidal. Dude, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would definitely make up for the lack of sports going on right now. One last thing. ESPN, while everybody is talking about The Last Dance, they announced they'll be giving a 3 30 for 30 documentaries after The Last Dance is over. One including one about Bruce Lee, one about Lance Armstrong, and the other is about Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa.
Nice.
Here's what kind of bothers me, though.
What?
We're just giving anybody 30 for 30s now? Bruce Lee? What did he do? He wasn't in no sport. Isn't it supposed to be about sports?
Karate is a sport.
No.
It's in the Olympics, Hunter.
And he didn't do it, though. He's got a 0-for-0 record. You got to have at least one fight under your belt to have a 30 for 30. It's trash.
Oh, God. You and your views on Bruce Lee are baffling to me. It's baffling to me.
It's not as good as everybody thinks.
Uh-huh.
Just saying.
What else you got?
Hey,
is that it?
I could be in movies, too, and portray myself to be God if I wanted to. Doesn't mean I'm God.
It is literally the worst comparison you could ever think of.
Well,
you can actually do the karate moves.
You sped it up a little bit. You're not fooling me, old school.
Bruce Lee could come back to life and just whoop the hell out of you. It would be fantastic.
I don't know. We'll say, he can't. So we'll never know.
Very reminiscent to the ostrich conversation we had.
Yeah.
Well, I know you're just saying it to say it, but deep down you know that Bruce Lee would murder you.
He was a little guy, Brock. He was a little guy.
He would literally put his foot through your skull. It'd be insane.
How about you fight your ostrich and worry about your own fight? I'm over here beating up Bruce Lee. So
sounds good. What else you got?
That's all I got.
Is that all you got? All right.
We got ESPN 30 for 30s and me whipping Bruce Lee's ass.
Perfect. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock 107 WIRX presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Good morning. 7:30, Brock Hunter.
Morning. God.
So
we gotta get to it, man. It's like 7:30.
I know. We're always behind every single time. Well, fine. Let's do it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today.
I'm going to read you this story real quick, kind of go through it. And this is pretty interesting. I just read this morning. So, you know, the Last Dance, the Chicago Bull documentary. Not the last set. Former Chicago Bulls shooting guard Craig Hodges feels Michael Jordan crossed the line in the debut episode of The Last Dance by sharing a story about teammates' cocaine using during the season. This is what he says. One of the things as a player is we call this a fraternity. So I'm watching the first episode, and I was a little upset about the cocaine circus comment. That's what Hodges said during an interview with Fox. Yeah, he said, asked by the documentary crew to elaborate on the Bulls traveling cocaine circus of the early 1980s, Jordan recalled a party during the 1984-85 preseason where he saw, like, in quotes, things I've never seen in my life, including players snorting lines of cocaine and smoking marijuana. And Hodges, this guy who was on the team, is basically saying, it kind of bothered me because I was thinking about the brothers who are on this picture with you. And they have to explain to their families who are getting ready to watch this great Michael Jordan documentary. And all of a sudden, like, he's talking about cocaine and marijuana use. So I guess one of the guys on the team, like, had explained to his kid, like, it's different in the 80s, I guess. You know, so, like, I guess there's a little controversy there going
But you did it. A good chance. You did do it.
Lean into it.
And the big thing is, I'm guessing most of these guys that were adult men in the, middle-aged men in their 20s and 30s, their kids are probably old enough now at that age, adults, that are probably, like, can understand it. I think he's just mad that he got a dime dropped on him. I mean, telling Grandma? No, Grandma, come on now.
Yeah. I think cocaine, I was born in 85, so I don't know, but I have a feeling that cocaine was a little different in the 80s. It was looked at a little differently.
Dude, they had
cocaine. It was a little bit more common.
You know what? There was cocaine in Coca-Cola back in the early days.
Right.
Just relax, all right? We make mistakes, you know, you explain it on there. What's Jordan going to say? Oh, no, that's, no, we were all choir boys, and no, shut up. What a baby.
I mean, it is still illegal, so we can't say that, but...
A little bit of cocaine never hurt.
No, it's not. Just stop, Brock. You can't say that. All right, moving on. Dana White, president of UFC, planning
on... Hold on, I got to do a line of cocaine quick.
God, you're terrible. That's why I don't want my kids to be the same age as your kids. You could be a bad kid. UFC still planning on putting on fights, but on an island. If all goes according to plan, Fight Island is what they're going to call it. Dude, that's pretty sweet. So far, right, Fightland.
Fightland.
They're saying, though, if it does happen, one of the first fights, Conor McGregor versus Jorge Masvidal.
Swinging for the fence, bro. That's a big ticket item. And having those two to kick it off, I bet you a lot of people would watch that.
I wish they would set it up like a Survivor episode, like outside on the beach, on the island.
Oh.
You know, you like draw your circle in the sand.
That'd be cool, man.
Just
I like that idea.
Out. Right.
That's what we'll do with you and Bruce Lee. We'll do that with you and Bruce Lee.
Nah, they wouldn't. They wouldn't even waste the time, dude. They would. It's already over with before it starts.
I know. So. Bruce Lee is the winner.
No, I'm sorry. If Bruce Lee fought in MMA today, Conor McGregor could take Bruce Lee. I'm telling you. You guys are all hyped up about this guy from all these movies that he made. You know what? You can speed movies up. You can't speed real life. You can't speed real life up, Brock. You know, welcome to 2020.
Sure you can with cocaine. That's why you do it before your games and your fights.
Right, what are you saying? So Bruce Lee was all jacked up on cocaine. No
Damn
wonder
right
he's so quick.
No wonder. He just gacked the whole time.
See, that's how I beat him. I just wait for a heart attack. You know? I don't have to fight the guy. He's just going to drop.
It wasn't Enter the Dragon. It was Enter the Cocaine into my nose. That's what it was. Classic Bruce Lee movie.
Him and his turbo tube.
Yeah. I love it. All right. Is that it?
That's
awesome.
It.
Nice job, buddy. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.